A 26-lot subdivision proposed for a large, forested single-family parcel at the foot of Burke Mountain in Port Coquitlam is raising concern among some residents. Neighbors belonging to a local blockwatch have been sharing information about a meeting this week to discuss the proposal by High Engineering for 1160 Victoria Drive. Among the concerns raised by some are protection of a creek, a wildlife corridor, and lack of amenities within walking distance. "We all know progress will happen. We just want to be sure our concerns are being heard, to know that consideration is being given to our wildlife neighbors and be included in the redevelopment," said Lynn Stewart. Bruce Irvine, POCO's Director of Development Services, said the developer was asked to hold the public meeting, the second in 2 years, because of significant neighborhood interest. The 4.27-acre property is currently zoned RS3, Residential Single Dwelling 3, and designated R, Residential, in the Official Community Plan, OCP. High Engineering, on behalf of property owners GRD Victoria Homes Inc. and RBD Victoria Homes Inc., has proposed to rezone the land to RS2, Residential Single Dwelling 2, for a 26-lot subdivision. Located close to the Hyde Creek Nature Reserve, the property has a creek, requiring setbacks for riparian protection. It's also across the street from a new subdivision in Coquitlam. The information session will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, June 8, in the lecture hall at the Hyde Creek Recreation Center, 1379 Laurier Avenue. Plans are to share the detailed proposal and address feedback gathered in 2021. Irvine told the Tri-City News that the developer has been working since that time to address issues related to access, lot layout, infrastructure, and appropriate setbacks from the watercourse running through the western side of the property. They are re-engaging with the community prior to finalizing their proposal for consideration by Committee of Council, Irvine stated. In a mail out to the community, High Engineering stated that representatives from the development team will be available throughout the session to provide further information and answer questions about the proposed development.